Man, we're rolling now.
We're rolling. We're riffing and spliffing.
Riffing and spliffing. Sipping and ripping.
Ripping and spliffing. I realized I said that one time, riffing and spliffing at Tiffin. And it's a reference that's completely lost on you. My friend Spencer texted me, and he was like, Sam's not going to get that reference. And when I said it, riffing and spliffing, I just throw it around all the time. Riffing and spliffing.
I've heard riffing and spliffing.
Shooting and booting, whatever it is. Uh-huh. But then one time I think I said riffing and spliffing with Tiffin. And that is because it is Ohio thing, Tiffin University.
Yeah.
So there's a popular open. This is already going to be a bad story. You know when you start telling the story and in your mind.
What a great way to open.
Yeah, right? You're like, you start telling a story, and then in your mind you're like, this story is bad. I feel like a fortune teller, even though I'm telling the fortune.
And well, it's now my the story went fortune. From bad to I really know, terrible. I know.
So the whole thing is that Spencer knows it because he was there, but the most popular open mic, I ran it, or I started to run it. This was before my time, so I just started doing comedy, come in to the open mic at Crown Station where I ended up bartending. And come in, there's an actual audience. And this goes during the day, it was a coffee shop. And then at night, it turned into a bar. Come in, there's an actual audience. And there's a group of college students. And they're in a band together. And they're from Tiffin University. They had just played at the coffee shop. They had people play during the day, musicians and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a group of musicians. They had pulled an actual audience. And they stuck around for the open mic. And then the guy who hosted that night, good buddy of mine, but terrible comic. I don't even want to, just in the hopes that he's listening, I don't even want to give too many details, but man, he fucking walked that crowd.
I mean, he's going to
so
know who
quick.
He is, right?
Yeah, it's such
a pretty specific memory.
But this night, he walked them so quick and just berated them. It was fucking...
Berated them?
Yeah.
Not just
ridiculous.
Walked them, but berated them.
Yes. As they were leaving, that he walked That's them, and then as they yeah. were leaving, he was like, fucking bye, guys.
That's the thing. It's not just that, like, a comic is bad, but, like, in an attempt to be funny, they, like, are like, oh, I'll razz the audience. It's like, oh, no, you're just being, like, you're being a dick.
Now you're being a dick.
You're not
yeah,
funny enough
I
to pull this
yeah,
off,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, you've developed no rapport with them. The only rapport you have is that you're a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
But right before that, right before he went on and walked them, it may have just been right after. Like, he was supposed to bring another Comic-Con. One of my really good buddies, Spencer Yu, who is so funny, but I don't think he does anymore, he had gone up, and in this voice, he was like, Tiffin! And then it just started, he was like, Tiffin University! Tiffin! And so then we just started... I think Spencer may have come up with it, but, like, together we were, like, after we were talking about it and, like, joking around with Spencer, and he was just like, riffing and spliffing with Tiffin. And so that's where that came from. Nobody asked. Nobody cared. That's why we didn't need it.
Why don't you tell everybody where we are right now?
That's why our voices are so subdued and quiet and polite right now.
Yeah.
We're at the Court Square Diner.
Court Square Diner, beautiful. I guess we're still Long Island City, Queens.
Yeah, we're, like, Edge Astoria
in
Long
Island
City.
Long Island City.
Yeah, we're like right on the cusp.
We just came from
a show.
You had a great show.
Thank you. You had a good set too.
I was really upset with how it
went. You were very upset. Sam's mad.
It didn't feel good. And this is, Jordan and I already talked about this, but it is an arrogant feeling that I have. But I just expected to do better relative to the other comedians. Not that, and they were,
if
let me,
I may,
let me say and state that they're all so funny, but you know, you just
that qualifier. Let me say it for you.
Okay.
That way it doesn't seem like you're being cocky when
I
you say it.
I am being a cocky dick.
I don't think you're being cocky at all. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think you can tell it effectively because you're just going to be worried about coming off bad. And so I'll tell it for you.
Yeah.
So we have to, you are a very good comic and you, as we do, when you push yourself to be better and better, you come into a show. I think we all do this.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I want to. I need to be the best comic on this show. I want to be the funniest. I want to get the biggest laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you came in with that attitude, which is not a wrong attitude. Mm-hmm. but then you didn't meet your own expectations, and I think you're upset about that.
I'm so fucking angry about
it. Yeah. And then to add insult to injury.
Yeah. And then
a young comic
who is probably a very nice person, but, and I think, this is again going to sound so arrogant, but I think doesn't know me or my comedy. Or
yeah.
Anything. But he just came up to rap.
Now that, I'm going to stop you. Pretty fucking cocky, dude. You don't know me? I don't like doing it here because I can't yell, but.
Well, but he
came. I get you.
He came up to me and he was just like, hey, man, you had a good. It was kind of a roller coaster, but you had some good laughs. And I just wanted to be like, yeah, I know. I know that, you fucking idiot. I don't need you to comfort
you
me.
You greenhorn.
Yeah, you piece of shit. And he's very nice.
He was that, yeah. He did well. I think the issue is that. Yeah, well, like I said, it's just like he's telling you this stuff to like make you feel better, but it's coming out of a place of ignorance, which is also cockiness of like he doesn't know, you know?
Yeah.
It is interesting. You had a good set, though.
I had a fine set. It didn't feel good, though.
You had a great part where you berated the audience and the comics, but it worked. It
oh,
clicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun.
Which I... That did feel good, but then...
It was an organic moment.
But then part of my berating them, I believe I used the phrase, hey, guys, because people were, like, throwing out lines at some point.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I don't need your help. And then I go, I would rather fail on my own than have this be a team effort. And everybody laughs. But then I kind of did fail on my own.
Oh, I don't think that. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't fail. It was just lackluster.
Seems like too nice of for what happened, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking roasted cuck. I'm dabbing right now.
You fucking hosted the shit out of that show.
I'm dabbing right now.
We should talk about that. Jordan, okay, can I say this?
Yeah.
We had another hang night at Jordan's bar, Sweet Leaf in Long Island City, right on the river.
So fun.
Very fun. Everybody got very drunk. Jordan... apparently, this is a thing that you started doing down at Cape Fear.
Yeah.
But Jordan is just ironically dabbing now, and it's so... It fucking kills me.
Stop doing
it's
it.
So funny. You're because you're very enthusiastic about it, and it is... I keep describing it, but this is exactly what it is. It's dabbing 2 years too late.
Yeah. Is our food coming?
No,
oh,
no.
God, I should have got curly fries. He just walked by us. Oh, that might actually...
Our food. Yeah,
yeah,
our food's coming.
We're so excited.
Yeah, we are.
Should we stop?
We did say we were going to do it.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, love it. Thank you.
Jordan got a delicious Reuben.
Shit.
I got a chicken parm.
Oh, man. That looks good,
French
too.
French fries. Thanks very much, sir. What is this on the side of your... Oh,
potato salad. Yeah.
Ugh, Jesus. You and your fucking funeral of salad. that mayo bay salad bit's coming along. Now, we said we were going to do this. We're not going to eat on the podcast, except we are going to have our first bites.
Yeah.
And make a judgment call before we put the mic down and pick it back up later.
Well, there's my fork. I'm going to take a bite of that.
That's a very open-faced Reuben.
Yeah,
man. You can't really...
Close it up. Yeah. I'm going to eat it with a fork and knife.
Yeah. Just take a bite of the potato salad. See how that feels. Mm. Yeah?
I smell jalapeno. Are there jalapenos on that?
No.
No, you know what? They're in the potato salad.
They're in the... Oh, it's a spicy potato salad?
It's not too spicy, but...
I hate myself. I am the worst at this. I know I'll try it for a month. Decide I don't give a shit. Podcast was over before record was hit. When it comes to this shit, I can't commit. Well, I'm getting fat. Starting to stink. I'm jerking off so much I find it hard to think. I said when I turn 30 that I give up on. But it's been 2 weeks. My dick's still sore. It's been 2 weeks and my dick's still sore. Now I'll give you one verse and I'll give you one verse.
We're back. Sucking it right out of your sweet dick.
Hi. This was a mistake to eat a full giant sandwich. And
are you tired?
Continue.
I'm so tired.
Yes,
now.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Wow, we've really learned our lesson.
What is it about just like eating a full meal? It just puts you down. I guess it's like an evolutionary thing where it's like.
Do you think that's why they give you a last meal before they kill you? So you
RIP?
Because you'll get like a full meal and then you. It's like, well, I'm going to die, but I'm very sleepy, you know?
I'm going to die, but I'm a lot more comfortable with it than I was before I had this meal.
Yeah. It's like, frankly, I can barely keep my eyes open.
That's good. What do you do for your last meal?
Probably like fettuccine Alfredo.
Really? That's your go-to?
My mom makes great fettuccine Alfredo. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, my mom makes great fettuccine Alfredo.
That's good.
But it would probably have to be like my mom's fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh.
You know? So if my mom is dead.
Well, it was like supposed to be happy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's like, what if you be, I don't know why I laughed. This whole scenario is sad.
Just my mom dying.
But really, you don't know
really
it?
Tickled your funny bone?
Because you're like, you're a murderer. You've been in jail for so long, you don't know that your mom's dead?
Yeah, well, and my mom and I, she lost contact with me after I murdered that family. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's like,
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
She like came once, and then like looking at me through the glass, she just like wept.
This is too painful
yeah,
for me. And
like,
then you fail out of contact?
Yeah, yeah. And so I then, sent her letters, but finally, I got some return to sender. You know,
yeah,
which means
yeah,
she's
yeah,
moved, or perhaps she's
oh,
passed on.
She's
perhaps
passed
she's
on,
moved from this ethereal plane.
And you stopped writing.
Yeah,
she stopped responding.
She
even
stopped
longer,
responding. Yeah,
yeah. And then your last meal comes
right,
on.
Right, as
the hammer
I,
drops.
Oh yeah, probably just
drops,
a good burrito. You know?
No, I mean the hammer drops. You get sentenced.
Oh yeah,
and then you're like, you get a meal. You get one last meal. What do you want? And you're like,
I refuse it. Because I'm so upset that I can't have my mother, and I, you know, also not just the loss of her fettuccine alfredo, but the love of my mother.
The loss of your mother.
Then I go. They strap me in. I think I get intravenously.
I think,
and then through the glass pane.
Well, I don't think
people,
you get a choice.
Where people watch.
Wouldn't that be great if you got a choice? You're like, you get a choice of last meal, and how do you want to die?
Yeah, yeah. Not.
That's true. Also,
how do I want to die later? And that's just a good joke. And they're like, you can stay.
We have a laugh and that's
yeah,
it. Also, I say alternative scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you're the hammer drops. You get sentenced. It's time to die, Sam. And they're like, you get a last meal. What do you want? And you're like, track down Mrs. Evans. Here's your address. And you just slip a note across the table. They track her down. It's a plot.
Yeah.
It's a plot in the cemetery.
Then,
and they come back to you. You don't know.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm so sorry. She's passed away. You're like, I'm not hungry. You die of heartbreak.
Oh,
before
wow,
you get a chance to get to the chair.
Maybe like they sit me in the chair and I just slump over right away. Here's where I was going to say.
And then
they track my mom down. She, fortunately for this situation only, has Alzheimer's. And she can't remember that I'm a murderer.
Mm.
So they get her like a little bit on board. She makes the fettuccine alfredo. It's not the best it's ever been because she has Alzheimer's.
She forgets.
But yeah, she forgets the butter and also her other two sons' names. But
and a little bit of salt. She forgets.
Yeah, yeah.
Her hand
yeah,
slips.
Yeah. But you know what? Just seeing my mom.
She's heavy on the cream. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she watches through a window, and they tell her I'm just going to sleep or whatever. But I'm dead.
I like in this scenario, she forgets her name, but she also forgets about corporal punishment.
Yeah. Well, she forgot that I'm a murderer
yeah,
is the big
yeah, yeah,
thing. Yeah. So that's what I would do.
That's a good.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, great last meal.
This brought up an interesting thought process to me.
Yeah.
And let me ask you that. I think that that might be the truest test of if you're funny or not. Can you make the warden and or the prison guards and the executioner, can you make those guys laugh before you die?
I think that's a true test of a comedian.
Right?
I saw this on Facebook today, but interesting, even more interesting, not even more interesting, I'm, we're not ranking him, but...
We're ranking them.
That's
it's a
how,
competition.
That's
life's
how they say, that's how they linguists suppose that humor started, how jokes and laughing started. It was like the scenario is that like it's like two hunters, two cavemen, they're hunting, and then a woolly mammoth runs up on them, and there's an impending doom. They're going to die. And then the woolly mammoth slips on
farts.
Ice.
Oh, the woolly mammoth slips on ice.
Slips. Falls, breaks its neck, and it's dead. And so laughing is a release of that
tension. A
release tension.
Of tension,
yeah.
It is always a release of tension.
Yeah, for sure.
Or it's like two things that like don't compute in your brain.
Yeah, and the only way to deal with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So interesting.
It's a short-circuiting of your brain.
That's why I prefer to be called Dr. Wordsmith.
Dr. Wordsmith?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I prefer to be called a truth-teller.
Like we saw tonight.
Yeah.
I say this a lot. I don't know if it's a reference that's too niche, but... Sometimes when I'm really feeling myself, I'd be like, I don't write jokes. I just assemble the words and let God reveal the punchline.
Yeah.
Which is what, what's his name? Who did David? That's what Michelangelo said about his sculpture. He's like, I don't make sculptures.
Yeah.
I just chip away at the stone until God reveals.
Yeah, I simply chipped away everything that was not David.
Yes.
Michelangelo.
Gay.
And that's actually what I did with my Chernobyl joke.
Really good work. Fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
How would you make... What do you think is your line? Like you're being led to the gallows or to the electric chair.
To make him laugh?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just maybe it's just a hack joke because it works. So it's just like, maybe it's just something as simple as like, God, it's so serious in here.
Yeah. Could tell you, I think my go-to, especially I have a big last meal. I think I'm storing up a fart. You know, right?
You think it's a fart?
Yeah. That's I so ask funny. For fettuccine alfredo, carbs, a lot of that, cheese, a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
And then I ask for a beer.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that. And then
it's carby, it's gassy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And then I just hold it in. I feel it rumbling in my stomach. And I just wait until I'm like in the room.
Oh.
And then I let out like a really big
massive
fart.
Massive fart. That's
I try,
so funny.
Like I try to make it wet.
Just
you know
the thought
I mean?
Of it is making me laugh.
Right?
It's just like... You know what's? You know what doesn't? If that doesn't get him, then you got to be like, "Wasn't me."
That's really funny.
From the chair, the only person standing, the only vibration in the room is your fart on the chair, and then that wasn't me.
That's good.
Fart's good. I like
That's
that.
That's really. You know what I think my line would be? I would like fart super loud and hard, and then I would be like, "Smells like death in here already." That gets him? That's got to get him, right?
That got me. That's got to get him.
Maybe I'll do that.
Do you think they laugh, though?
That's if they the don't, issue. then I would be more mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like, guys, fuck you. You're already killing me, and you won't laugh at the funniest thing I've ever said.
That's probably the funniest thing to have happened in that room. Uh-huh. It's also, on a side note, so
we're about
many
to
people.
Get, yeah, they're just looking at us.
This guy beside us is just turning around. He wants to interject himself so bad.
But it's okay, though.
I think we're going to have problems with the levels, too, because I'm purposefully talking very low.
No, it's I'm looking
Is
at
it good?
The sound meters as we speak,
That's cool.
Oh, good. They went to the other end of the restaurant.
Fuck yeah. I was bracing myself for it.
What if one of them goes to the bathroom?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just keep
Why
walking
did we do?
In.
Oh, it's because I didn't want to go all the way back to my house.
And
we can't
going
go
to
your house.
You're going
to
Carmi's tonight.
Yeah. You know what we haven't done that is so silly?
Oh, my. We have not plugged
We have
pod.
Not plugged
oh
Up Your Butt.
God.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Guys, thanks for listening to Up Your Butt and
the
Around
email.
The Corner. What?
The email.
Oh, yeah, the email.
But thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Up Your Butt and Around the Corner. We really have been starting to get emails, and we just want to reiterate.
How tickled we are.
We love hearing from
you,
our fans.
Our fans.
The idiots.
The idiots.
So, again, just add Up Your Butt Pod. On Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And upyourbuttpod@gmail.com. Just get after us.
And then at really Sam Evans.
At really Sam Evans.
Twitter and Instagram.
And of course the always problematically Twitter handled at Juden
Huggins. At Juden Huggins. That's so funny because when I walked into. That's so funny because I came up with it. No, what's funny is I walked into the show tonight.
Oh, and they had everybody's Twitter handles
and then
written on a chalkboard.
Dwayne Cullen was like, I didn't know you were Jewish. And I was like, that's because I'm not. and then so I just said I had to tell him the whole thing. But I don't think I'll ever change it. My goal now is to get verified on Twitter with that Twitter handle.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet they won't do it.
I'll have to change it. I'll do it to J-O-O-D-A-N, Juden.
Juden Huggins?
Juden.
You'd. All right. So anyway, we do enjoy getting emails. We got an email from an old friend of mine.
Yeah,
I want
childhood
you to,
friend.
I want you to read this because he addresses
give it a
you. Okay.
Dear Sam and Jordan, lovely start. I gotta say, Jacob. I don't want to say his last name, but it's
you can
the subject.
Say his last name,
Jacob Meyer. Hey there, thick boys. I do want to point out one thing, Jacob. I appreciate you calling us Thick Boys. That is our brand. Yeah. However, it is not T-H-I-C-K. It is actually T-H-I, cent sign, cent sign. That's how that's how you spell Thick Boys. So, hey there, Thick Boys. Dear Sam and Jordan, you guys seem so excited over an email. We really were. I figured I had to send one. On a good day, we get about 2.5 radio stations, so I've been binging podcasts. I finished Up Your Butt in 3 days. Haha. Anyway, followers of Dan Cummins' podcast, Time Suck, get to be time suckers. As a fan of the pod, can we get a cool nickname too? Thanks, Jake Meyer. P.S., Jordan, if you want insight into Sam as a child, let me know. First of all, off the top, 100%. Jake, anything you can send via email, pictures, whatever, send it to us. And just send an email it to us, and then I will 100% repost anything on the Instagram all day. And we're looking for other content.
I'm sure you'll bring it up next episode. Yeah.
But he brings up a good point.
Hmm.
We've been trying to force idiots on him.
You have, yeah.
But
I said up your butt. I do like idiots a little bit better, though.
Well, just because it's one word.
Yeah, and it's just fun to hear you call people idiots.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. But the thing is, though, to me, it's a little bit like I was forcing that on him. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit like you can't give yourself a nickname, you know? Like, we have to let the fans come up with what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to be up your butters or butters, that's fine with me.
Yeah. I don't know. Jacob, what do you want to be called?
Yeah,
Jacob. Also, thanks, man. It's really good to hear from you.
I know. Old child, how close are you guys?
Pretty
Let's
close.
Test your friendship.
Jacob was like a year younger than me in high school, but we went to high school together, and we were like friends as like little kids. I remember Jacob from when I was like 3 or 4. I remember being in Sunday school with Jacob and him sucking his thumb obsessively.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah. Which, I'm not trying to rag on you, Jacob.
Jake.
That's a childhood memory.
I hope you fixed that.
I'm sure he did. I think he's doing pretty well.
What if we did?
Yeah. Also, Jacob, where are you? You said you're getting.
Well, he's not here, Sam.
Radio stations. But he made mention. Yeah. It seems like he's in a remote location.
On a good day, we only get 2.5 radio stations.
Yeah. Jacob, all the way in Calcutta.
Is that FM or AM? Are you getting XM out there?
Yeah. What you got?
I feel like even if you're only getting 2.5 radio stations, probably FM, because all day you can turn on AM, and no matter what city you're in, you're going to get a conservative talk radio, mm-hmm. you're going to get a church service, mm-hmm. or you're going to get local sports newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on AM all day, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
At least that's how it was in Hickory, North Carolina.
AM radio is like the original podcasters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah, right?
I feel so stupid right now.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like bouts of self-consciousness of like, oh, we're recording in a diner with other people around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, though. What's up?
Let's go to what's on the board.
Sam's mad. You were mad. Marvel movies. You started to tell the story.
Oh.
I want to hear it.
I betrayed your trust. I betrayed your friendship because we said that we were going to go see.
You have a bad habit of doing this. You're like, hey, what are you doing right now? I'm like, okay, well, first of all, it's 12 p.m. Some people were working, man.
Just be free.
You're like, we don't all have a cushy 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. work schedule. Although you don't have that
right
this
now.
Week. Yeah. But I got to work. Although today was my last day, but you texted me.
I am sorry. Yeah.
It's been twice now. Third time.
What was the other one?
You text me. You'll text me and be like, hey, you want to go watch a movie? And I'll be like, yes, but I can't go right now.
Yeah.
Let's go at a later date.
Oh, but the other one was that you had already seen it. What movie was that?
I don't know.
Star Wars.
But you oh, it was Star Wars. Yeah, but you just texted me like, hey, you want to go see Infinity War? And I was like, oh, yeah, because Melissa doesn't want to go. I mean,
I'll go see it again. Well,
we would go. She would go, but I don't think it's like at the top of her list, you know?
I do that to you.
It is a good date, though, going to the movies.
I have done that to you twice.
And I was telling you about Cinema 123 right by me.
Nine after nine.
Yeah, I don't want to tell too many people because I don't want the secret to get out, but $9 after 9.
I mean, I'm sure
Sunday
they're
through
actively
Thursday.
Advertising it.
That's a good point, right? They have that because
they are a business in Manhattan. Secret's out,
that's
Jordan.
True. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So.
But they don't have Infinity War, so.
I betrayed your trust. And I went and saw Infinity War.
Yes. Yeah.
Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
With Mike Cronin, previous episode's guest.
Yes.
We went. Theater pretty full. We get there late, sit in the top right corner behind me and meet. There are no less than, I want to say it's like 3 different families, and there are at least 5 children under the ages of 5 behind
us.
And then immediate, like, when it gets to the first battle, which is pretty quickly, about like 5-10
couple
minutes
in. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. A kid is crying.
Oh,
which I'll
it's
give you
starting already.
Oh yeah, and I'll give you 30 seconds, but then you got to take him out. But then I found out that I have no threshold at which I will just yell at a parent for having a crying baby.
It's like,
but
it's something
is
you could
so
justify after the fact.
Yeah,
where like I'm like you should yell, but then you also, I mean, yeah. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, because even if you're yelling at the parents, at some point you are yelling then also at a crying kid. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And then the kid's just going to cry more. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened?
They wait way too long and then take the kid out.
Yeah.
But then at some point they came back, and then I asked Meat afterwards, and Meat was like, yeah, they came back like almost right away. He was like, it's like they went down into the hallway out and then must have just turned around
when
he shot.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's like crying on and off, or just pouting, or like kicking the chair, stomping.
They're
on
right
the
behind you?
They're behind and to the left. They're across the aisle, up above us, a row or two back.
Yeah.
And he's like, and now I'm like getting furious because now he's not crying. He's like bratty crying. Where he's like, no, I don't like, no. And it's very annoying. Then these other kids start like crying a little bit here and there, but also like there's like two little girls who just start walking up and down the aisle. At one point I see out of the corner of my eye like movement by the little track lighting on the stairs, and I look over Meat's knee, and there's just a tiny little girl's face.
Down by the
like,
track lighting?
Yeah, and it looks like she's looking right at me, but she's looking behind me at her mom, and she just goes, Mommy, Mommy. And the mom doesn't say, she just goes, shh, no, shh. It was so fucking annoying.
Oh, man. So what happened at the end?
Well, I'll tell you this without spoiling.
Yeah, please don't, because I do want to see
Infinity
it.
War. I will say that it's not the happiest ending. Does that spoil it?
I have seen.
I feel like it's already out.
I think I've seen the memes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's not the happiest ending. So like, but like, it's still funny through the movie because Marvel movies are. So I just don't get to enjoy any of the humor in it or any of the fun dialogue, and then it just gets to like this final battle.
Yeah.
And they're finally quiet for the final battle, and then the sadness. So it's just like I was tense the whole time, and then it's fighting, and then it's sad. I was like,
and then it's sad, yeah.
So I have to see it again now because it was.
So was it great? Was it as. What the hype? Was it worth it?
It was good, but truly, I can't
judge it based
on the first? Evaluate it. My brain was less than 50% engaged
for
2/3 of the movie.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, it's crazy to me that what's going on in their home life, that these children aren't engaged, because this is the most ambitious crossover event in history. So, like,
yeah.
You know, this, mm-hmm. If this isn't getting them, what will?
Exactly.
And what's
also
going on at home?
Somebody else did point this out, but like, it's a pretty like, as Marvel movies go, it's like pretty violent and pretty like outright sad and like,
yeah,
like a little gory and just like depressing and dark. Like it's.
I was just watching. Is Deadpool Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel's Deadpool.
I was just watching the trailer for Deadpool 2 today, and it's got Cable in it. And mm-hmm. Cable, there's a scene where Cable is like, he stabs Deadpool
mm-hmm.
in the shoulder, like in his traps or whatever. And then he's like, you're just a clown dressed as a sex doll. And then that's why I think he's such a good character, because he's even in that moment, he's like, wow, so dark. It's like you came from the DC universe.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
that
Deadpool's
sucks.
Good.
But I do want to go see it again. I want to
go see it with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that karma sent those kids to say, hey, you fucking betrayed your friend's trust again.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Can I be honest with you, though? Since I'm about to head out on the road on Wednesday morning,
You're going to go see
it. I think
I'm
going to go see it.
It's okay. Yeah. I hope you want to see it again.
No.
Damn it.
I will. I don't go to the movies as often. My mom just got me I just got my Christmas gift because I went down to Wilmington and stopped at their place, and James and I stayed with them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got all my Christmas gifts that she had from December, and then in it was a great $25 Fandango gift card.
A Fandango?
Yeah.
Fandango.
But a little bit, it's like, just give me Movie Pass, Mom.
Yeah. Just pay for it.
Idiot. She's a fan of the pod, though.
Oh, shit. Does your mom listen?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I think my stepmom tried to listen one time, and we said a curse word, and then she was like, this is too much for me. So, yeah.
Where are we at? Sam's mad. Marvel. Oh, now you wrote this down.
Oh, high school sports.
This will be perfect because I don't have a perspective on high school sports.
Yeah, we were talking about high school sports. This came up earlier. I don't know how it came up. It came up during the show. I don't know what prompted it. But I was thinking about high school sports and then like pregame rituals
mm-hmm.
for high school sports. Like in high school, me and I were talking about it. Brought it up. Like I played football and wrestled all throughout high school.
Uh-huh.
But it was just funny to me because the pregame ritual that I had, it was just a thing that you would like, what's your pregame ritual? Like, it's so talked about, like LeBron James and the chalk throw and all this stuff. And then, but like, that culture starts early. It starts in like you know, elementary, middle school.
Really?
Like,
pre-game ritual.
Yeah. Not as outgoing or as crazy as that, but it's just like, you know, you got to, like, spend some time for yourself, get in the right headspace. Like getting amped for a set or a show or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, and it was like, it's just so funny to me because, like, I used to have that. All my friends had it, but, like, we were all bad at sports. So it's like, they would take us out when we get food. So if it was like a Saturday night game, we were at the school at like noon, and the game was at like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. So we were at the school at noon. They would take us out to eat, and then we'd come back and just be like, all right, guys, spend some time alone, get in the right headspace. And this is for football. And I'm like, I'm a third string linebacker. Like, I sit around joking with my friends all the time. I don't. There's no headspace for me to get into that it matters, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there were the guys who were starters who were like, you could not. Don't even talk to them. Like, don't look at them.
Really?
They, like, got their headphones on. They were so into it. There's some guys like that.
Kind of prima donna thing.
I know.
You can't even talk to them. Really?
Also, we, St. Stephen's High School, went the 2 years I played, we went 0-12 and 1-11. So it's like, maybe lighten up.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in the wrong headspace.
Try a different ritual, yeah. Because
we're
into
somebody else's headspace or something, yeah. So.
Oh, man.
That was the whole thing. It wasn't that funny, but.
What would you do?
I, like, just started, I think, just look serious. That was the that's all I was doing. Just, like, playing music and stuff like that.
Somebody told me a story once about a kid, I think, that played for my high school, that he would, like, one time, it was like my friends were, like, either freshmen or sophomores or something in the locker room, and this, like, junior or senior comes in and just smashes one of the lockers with his head. And turns around, there's, like, blood dripping, and he's like, and everybody's just like, okay, man, that's like, hey, we're kids.
Hey,
like,
we're
like, that was the vibe, you know? Like,
no, I got to,
this
yeah.
kid was, like, way too overzealous.
That's so funny.
And everybody's like, whoa, we're not.
We're 11.
Yeah.
I love that.
I got to go back to my parents' house after
that's
this.
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, we're just not good.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
they
we
started
were
doing that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just goofed around with my friends. That's all we did. Just goofed around with friends.
Yeah.
Because I just stood on the sidelines the whole game. But I would do this thing where I just stood near the coaches. So it's like if they needed somebody, I was there.
Uh-huh.
You know? So couldn't take your helmet off all game, even if you're on the sidelines. It was ridiculous. It was so dumb.
That's so funny.
But fucking tight high school jacked body.
Yeah?
No, not really.
Did you see any playing time at all?
Yeah, I saw a little bit here and there.
Was it fun?
It was a blast, man.
Yeah?
I loved it. I just love team sports.
Yeah.
That's why I still
that's
do
the
it.
Difference between you and me, man.
I know. I'm still having like a second coming to, like, since I got into soccer so late in life. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I play a lot. Like, I'm about to sign up for a league. I hit up Zach the other day and I was like, hey, look, if you guys ever need another player, hit me up. I just love it. I don't know why. It's so crazy. I'm trying to think if I like had a crazy pregame ritual, what would it be? But like, we would have guys that would like, you know, did the underwear thing. But again, it's ridiculous because it's like we went winless for a season. It's like, God, change your underwear, you know? Like, please. Can you think of a pregame ritual that you really liked?
When I was in college,
crazy ones, I guess, but
on the rowing team for crew.
No, really?
Yeah, we were. I mean, it was club crew. I was not. Here's the way it works. Because of Title IX, like the sports law in Ohio, you have to have as many JV lady or as many varsity women's sports to college athletics as varsity men's sports. Mm-hmm. So they had a varsity women's rowing team. So then the men could also, like, compete, but on a club level.
Yeah.
So nobody – there were no scholarship players. It was, like, I got involved because I was lonely and walking to my dorm after class, and there were just guys in the parking lot, and one of the guys who was a coxswain I knew, and he was like, hey, do you want to be on the rowing team? We're going
coxswain?
Right now. The little guy that sits in the front and steers the boat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's got his back? He's facing backwards?
Yeah. No, he's actually all the rowers are facing backwards.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he's facing forwards.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it was my friend Devin. Yeah.
Is that just like a jockey style athlete?
Yes,
they gotta be
exactly.
Super small,
tiny.
They
also
don't
gotta
anything.
Be loud. Good coach, because you're kind of the onboard coach.
Oh, okay.
You're steering the boat, but you're also like keeping track of the race.
Yeah.
Like when you start, they like call out the strokes of like sprinting, like where they're like half stroke, quarter, full.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like usually a middle leg sprint where they say like power 10 and 2.
Yeah.
That means in two strokes we're all gonna like pull like fuck. And then usually they do like a power 20 at the end, which is like your last sprint or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really
wow,
cool.
Wow, you crewed.
Yeah. I was not good. I had really good technique. But I'm not a great athlete, so
yeah.
I'm not like, I didn't have good endurance or anything. And also it helps to be taller.
Oh, okay.
But I had good technique.
Yeah.
I was the stroke seat in the B boat, which is the seat furthest to the back. So you're sitting right in front of the coxswain. So you're
okay.
Just looking a tiny person in the face. Yeah. My friends were all in the A boat. They were all like bigger. That was the coolest part was in college because of being on the rowing team, all my three best friends were all dudes that were over 6'3".
Oh, yeah.
And I actually vividly do remember walking into a party once, and not like, we don't go around looking for fights, but just a kid got in my face when I went upstairs into this house. He
yeah.
was like, who the fuck are you, bro? Why are you at a fucking party? And then my friend Kyle, just not even being mean, just walked up the stairs after me, and Kyle's like 6'5". And the guy knew, he was like, I'm just fucking around, man. I'm so sorry.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy because, yeah, back in Wilmington, I went with James Nichols and my buddy Spencer Bland.
Mm-hmm.
He met, I don't know why I'm saying the last names, but they're both over 6'4". They're like 6'4 or 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
And I get it 100%. We were downtown and I was like way cockier than I needed to be. This is a huge party town, especially the downtown.
Oh, sure.
Everything's at like not only are the brunch spots for your mom on Mother's Day downtown, but the same clubs that your kids are going to at night are also downtown.
Yeah.
So I was just way cockier than I should or needed to be.
Uh-huh.
Downtown, just walking around. I get that same New York gait walking along the side, like people, I'm bumping into people, like,
hey,
I'm not moving. You can move. My boys have got me. Something about tall guys, but...
Yeah.
You crewed. That's cool. What a foreign sport to me, though.
It was fun. I liked it a lot. It's very frustrating, but never been in better shape in my whole life.
Yeah.
And it is... The only way I can describe it is what people don't realize about crew is that those boats are super thin.
Yeah.
They're not wide at all. So when you're... Especially when you're learning together as a group, you... The boat flops from side to side.
Okay.
And it's really frustrating because when you're like, you're supposed to be pulling your oar back through the air, but it ends up skidding across the water. So it's like you're riding on like a kickstand of a bike. It's very frustrating.
Oh.
And to get it to actually the point where you can just pull your oar through the air, you all have to balance. So it's like kind of like learning to ride an 8-man tandem bicycle.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it takes fucking forever, and it's really hard. But when you get it, it's like a very cool feeling.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
All you hear is like just the splash of your oar going in and out of the water. And then in between, you just hear like a tiny little trickle sound of the water flowing on the side of the boat.
Oh.
The first time we ever got it to work was we went to training camp in Miami, South Beach, Miami. And we were rowing in like a sound, and I remember hearing that sound for the first time.
Is there a moment where you guys it clicks and you're all like, we fucking did it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. We were all like, oh man, we're cooking.
Were you guys good?
No, we were bad.
Really?
But that's because we were competing with actual scholarship athletes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got into this. This our pre-game ritual.
Oh, yeah.
And our pre-practice ritual was because of my friend Taylor. Taylor was a guy who had done two tours with the Marines, and he had come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and gotten his associates at a community college in Dayton. And then he came to UC after his second tour, the University of Cincinnati. So he's like 10 years older than us, and it was like really cool
because
it's like our friend the Marine who's 10 years older than us, and he was just a fun, funny, weird guy.
Yeah.
Really sweet, and he would pick us up in his car because you practice super early in the morning.
Right.
So we would go to rowing practice at 4:30
in the morning. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the vision I have is just rowers and crew on a misty river, a cloudy river at 5 a.m. in Boston. That's what I, that's the visual, I think.
That is what it is. Yeah. And it's really cool because you would start rowing and the city would be like dark. We would row by downtown Cincinnati.
Oh, so
it's all lit up at night. And then as we're getting back, the sun's like coming up over your shoulder. It's very cool.
Okay.
It feels good.
Yeah.
My friend Taylor, we would just get in the car, and every fucking day he would play Space Oddity by David Bowie at 4:30 in the morning, every day. So he'd just be like, ground control.
Tomato Tom.
Yeah, and you're driving to just the shittiest, because it's not fun initially. And even then, it's not because it's cold.
Right.
You're rowing in like the fall, early spring.
What's the uniform like?
Singlet.
It's got to be lightweight.
Yeah, right? It's like a singlet during the race. And then when you're practicing, you're wearing like spandex shorts and just socks and then like a hoodie. But you would take the hoodie off eventually because you get so hot.
Oh, yeah.
But like when you get out there, it's fucking freezing. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
And then, yeah, and so we would play that. And we got to the point where we all knew all of the words. I can. It's a go-to karaoke song.
I bet you can still do it now.
For this day.
That's so funny.
Then we would go to these regattas with like, there's like, you see Harvard and Yale and Brown. And it was kind of fun too because we were like just the ragtag team that was pretty bad.
Yeah, the Bad News Bears.
We had some really good guys, but, and we would go to these regattas and everybody's like all serious. And we would just start loudly singing Space Oddity, just fucking screaming it. And people hated us and we were bad. But it was fun.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, I love that.
That's crazy. So that you did, that's a real sport. You did sports.
I only did it for about a year and a half. The second year I did it, but all my friends quit. And then all the guys that were still on the team were just dicks.
Yeah.
Who like, I mean, it's cool that they wanted to put in effort, but they were like not fun. They were like mean dickheads and just not fun to be around.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do this. Yeah.
That reminds me. I played trombone in high school, and there was a time where we all went to regionals or like county, and you go to county and you compete, and so basically you just everybody has the same. It was county regional band.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to audition for it, it was a mass audition, so it was like a couple hundred players. You know, whether it's trombone, trumpet, clarinet, flute, whatever, you all showed up, you all memorized the same piece, and you go in and play it for judges, and then the judges listen all day.
Yeah.
But I was not about it, but I was like, just got caught. I was like, I need to do this. It's like,
wait, so the judges have to hear the same piece over and over and over?
And then they judge it based on who plays it the best. Uh-huh. And then they'll take like the top. So there's like 30 trombone players who audition, they'll take like the top seven.
Yeah.
And so they just do that for everything, for every instrument. And so, but I was so bad. I was the ragtag. We were the ragtag team. There were some people in my high school were great. They still play.
Yeah.
One guy plays mellophone in a drum corps still. Uh-huh. So, which is like, it's so crazy. But so instead of taking it seriously, I just played football game tunes the whole time and then blew out my lips and I couldn't play.
Wait, during your audition?
No, not during the audition. We're just like all
waiting to go.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're all just in the gym of this school waiting to play. You're supposed to be warming up quietly on your own. So it's just like random sounds of musical instruments all over the place. And people are like, bum, 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 doing scales and everything. And then you just hear, I managed to get me. It was like me and a couple other people. And then like from my high school and then a couple other people who knew the song. But then, so it's just like these soft sounds like, da 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 da, and then in the corner of the gym, you just hear like bum 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 bum, and then I blew up my lips and I couldn't audition.
Oh man! So did you even try, or did you just say?
I went in and did the audition, but I tanked it so hard.
Yeah.
But what happens is if you go too hard, your lips go numb, and then you can't control your embouchure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Technical term.
Yep. So
we had a similar thing. We went to that's
actually funny if I played Space Oddity.
we had a competition. I was in orchestra, which was like stringed instruments only. So I played the double bass, stand-up bass, me and my friend John Salvage. Yeah. One of my favorite memories is
I know John.
Yeah. You don't know John.
I don't know John.
We went to Chicago for like a school trip, and we were competing in like a nationwide competition, and they rate you on like a scale of like a 1 to 5. 1 is the best. And we're like a pretty good orchestra, but like we like nailed it. That it was like a very
weird.
Yeah, yeah. We all like looked around and we were like, that's
competed on with the whole orchestra together.
Yeah, but it wasn't like competing, it was just you just go to be judged.
Yeah. We did that with band too.
Yeah, and we
concert
played
band.
It, and like everybody looked at each other, and we were like, "That's really good."
Did we nail that?
Yeah, and then it was so cool because you wait in like this cafeteria to get your results.
Yeah,
and they come out and just write on a board either a 1 or 2
That's
or 3.
That's a great method.
Yeah, and they use a Roman numeral system. So the lady comes out, and I think my orchestra teacher, Mr. Smith, who was like the best guy, he had like a really deadpan sense of humor. He had really well-combed blonde hair and a blonde mustache. We called him Blonde Hitler just because he found out we called him that once. And instead of being mad about it, he just, like, acted really hurt, but just to fuck with us. He came up to me, he's like, why would you say that about me? He's really funny. But he had the lady come out and draw, at first, a Roman numeral 2. And then she, like, walks away. And then she turned back around and filled in the 2 to make it a 1. And we're all like,
yeah! That's fun.
Yeah. It was really fun.
That's cool. So yeah, he did the score before you guys.
This is our nerdiest episode by far.
Yeah, but I miss band. I've been thinking about it.
I love the orchestra.
I'm maybe a little bit inspired by like you and Carmen and stuff because you still play piano. Carmen still plays piano. And I have my trombone. I've been thinking about the problem is that it's not an easy
instrument to practice.
Yeah.
You got to get a mute, right?
Yeah.
Even then, it's a little loud.
I'm thinking about getting a mute.
Do you still have it in the city?
I've got it in the apartment right now.
You gotta get it, man.
I gotta get it. If I could just get back, I what prompted it was like it's always been in the back of my mind. I've held on to it for that reason of like for the totally irrational reason of like I'm gonna pick this up again one day.
I get it because it's fun to play an instrument.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. And then
also, I should mention this. You said Carmen's still playing piano. This is maybe the most impressive thing to me about Carmen LaGalla. Carmen LaGalla just sat down and gradually started teaching herself piano.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she can't read music, and she doesn't know, like, what chord she's playing, but she just sits down and, like, figures out how to, like, play, like, simple chord progressions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really impressive. And I keep telling her, I'm like, I don't think you realize that, like, not everybody can do that.
Yeah. She is. You're both musically gifted, but...
My dad just made us.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, had to take piano lessons when he was a kid, so he made all of us take it. And I hated it at the time, but now I'm so glad that he did, you know?
I tried to pick it up again. I did it in community college in Charlotte. So this is, like, 2 or 3 years not playing. Played all the way through high school. And then took a class freshman year. And then... didn't play again for like a year and a half or 2 years. Tried to join a jazz band at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte. And, oh, man, I was so bad that for the final, the guy who taught the class was like a pretty famous local jazz musician. And he had a residency at a local jazz club in Charlotte. It was a cool kind of like low pressure hang, good, like just a good, like good digs. And the 4-hour like final test or grade or whatever, he had the jazz band, the community college jazz band. So this is like, there's me, I'm like 23, and then there's also like I'm playing beside a woman who's like 54,
who's like plays,
so it's all over the place, pretty so nobody's crazy too crazy good, but I was so bad that he was like, he brought me in one day and he's like, I need to talk to you, and look. He's like, I'm going to give you an A in this class, but I need you to not come to the performance.
Really?
Yes. This is like 2014, maybe. This is not long ago. I was so bad at it.
Sorry, man. No.
I'm saying it because it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm bad at the instrument. It's just that, like, at that time, I wasn't practicing at all.
Yeah.
I wasn't practicing.
It's like beyond your level, it sounds like, right?
Well, the jazz wasn't, the music wasn't above my level. I was just putting in no effort at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't show up to it. I'm not bad at math, but like if I don't do any homework,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be bad at it. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I can pick it up fine. Mm-hmm. I know how to read music and everything, but yeah, he was just like, he told me to come in, say late after class, and he was like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm worried about you, and I think you're going to be a detriment. And he's like, I'll give you the grade, but you don't need to show up. And I was like, okay. And I didn't show up, and he passed me. But
what if you showed up just to spite him?
like
a bad version of Whiplash.
I wish I had, yeah. But, oh, God, yeah.
You show up, but instead of being incredibly gifted,
he was totally
you're
right
just
about me the whole
bad
time.
On purpose.
It doesn't motivate me to get better at all. Like, just yeah. Stay bad. Oh, man. The movie's great. Sometimes I'll just watch that ending scene.
Oh, that ending scene is so good.
Because I can't go through the apprehension and tension of the entire movie.
Yeah.
But
plus, he is, like, so crazy.
He's nuts.
But apparently, when he was filming, he really could, like, he didn't go method at all.
He could just snap into it.
Yeah, like when he would sell cut, he would just be all like jokes and like, hey, sorry I hit you so fucking
wow.
hard. Like just, yeah, yucking
What's
it
his
up.
Name, J.K.?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, that's yeah. it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good, man.
Really good.
He's
I think he got an Oscar for that. Yeah.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I hope he did. It was really good.
And Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Miles Teller was in another movie called The Spectacular Now with the chick from the... I can't remember it. Young
apparently
adult. Three movies, young adult fiction. Starts with a D.
Oh, Divergent.
Divergent.
Yeah.
The main chick from that, I think. She was in a movie with Miles Teller called The Spectacular Now, where he's like a 18-year-old high school alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
And then they like get together. It's just it's a super good movie, but anyway.
Well.
Where are we at?
We're sitting at about 43.
Plug dates.
I'll plug dates. Well, you should plug dates. I don't have anything coming up.
We read the mail. We're at the diner. Sam's sad. That was...
Oh, just because I have to work a full work day right
now. Oh.
My boss is out of town, so I got to work 9 to 6.
I always razz you about that. How long have you been doing it? How much longer do you have to do it?
Literally only 2 full days.
That's it?
Just tomorrow will be the 3rd full day.
Oh, my God.
But
when does
I
he come back?
I'm going to be very tired tomorrow.
When does your boss come back?
She comes back on Wednesday. I'm dying, man.
9 to 6. It's late. Is it 1? Oh, no.
12:19. 12:19.
Still doing the military time thing, I say.
Yeah. I got to take it off.
You're
going to
make
why.
It work. I love it.
I Part hate it. this was fun.
This was fun. It was a good change of
Did
setting.
Did you have anything else you wanted to cover?
I'll plug my dates. I'm leaving Wednesday, so this might come out Wednesday, right?
It'll come out Wednesday.
Wednesday or Thursday, but yeah. So if it comes out Wednesday, then actually tonight I have a show at Pittsburgh Improv, so if you're in Pittsburgh, come see me. It's just the open mic, though. It's not a real date.
It'll be good.
And then tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I have shows in Newark, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, and Waterford Township, Michigan.
Hell yeah.
So
check out your boy.
Yeah, I'll tweet about it.
Look at his Twitter, at Juden Huggins. I'm at Really Sam Evans. We've been
really?
At up your boat.
Sam Evans?
And we want to thank you, idiots. You know?
Thank you guys for listening.
Sorry if they're... I'm interested to see how much of this background chatter has...
To show up, yeah.
Yeah. Also, people have finally stopped staring at us.
I know, right? We got a whole new...
As a disclaimer, we probably should say if there were times in this episode where it seemed like we were zoning out, it's because people were staring directly at us.
Yeah.
And just not saying anything.
We're right by the window that also is right by the front door. And then there was a moment where a group of like 7 dudes walked in, but they all, before they walked in, they stopped, stared at us, and then one of them, I think,
smiled.
Couldn't hear him, pointed at us and was like, damn, looks like they're doing something in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good show.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, idiots.
Bye.